Welcome back to KMOX. I'm Tom Ackerman. You may have heard about the project in Maryland Heights at Creve Coeur Lake Park, the St. Louis Ice Center. And to talk about it is Patrick Quinn. He's the chairman of the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation. Hockey has exploded in this area over the last few decades, and Patrick, it is continuing in that direction. We are a hockey hotbed, no question about it. And you've talked quite a bit already about the St. Louis Ice Center. How did this come to fruition, and welcome to KMOX?
Well, thanks for having me on, Tom. I really appreciate it. And this project came to fruition because we have a dire need for additional ice sheets here in the St. Louis area. As you mentioned, hockey's been growing for decades here. I grew up playing hockey here. We had to leave pretty much every weekend to go find competition. And now, because of what we've done in this town, people want to come here. And on top of five first-round draft picks in the 2016 draft, you have folks coming to see what kind of talent we're creating here in town. And we don't have enough ice to continue to grow that out into the future.
Yeah, we've gotten better. When I was growing up, it was like, if you wanted to play, it was either really late at night or very early in the morning. You didn't have a lot of options. There was Afton, Brentwood, Creve Coeur. I'm missing a few, but those are three that come to mind for us.
Right. And, you know, what's happened now, we just lost a three-sheet facility out in Chesterfield to a new Topgolf project that's coming into St. Louis. And we were started on this project well before that had happened. So this actually would have been four incremental sheets of ice at the time. But now we just lost three. So we're only going to be plus one when this is all said and done. So we're not even solving the problem that we started out to address. We're going to take care of now an urgent need that's arisen since we started this project. When we were building for the future before, now we need this for today.
And we'll get into some of the numbers, how this can impact the economy and how much it is going to cost and all that. But let's answer. I know a lot of people have questions about it because it's Creve Coeur Lake Park. And where is it exactly going to be? This is the northeast side of the park, correct?
That's correct, Tom. So right on the edge of the park alongside 141. So we're right abutting 141 and a set of railroad tracks that are there. We're using a parcel of ground that has not been used for recreational activity since it came into the park. In fact, there's a shed and a driveway on that area today. This isn't an area where folks were going to picnic. And when I head out to Creve Coeur Park, you know, this is the area I drive by very quickly to get to where I am going to get on my bike and start a bike ride or to head out onto the lake.
It's a great, great spot. And you're already seeing development. We've seen soccer and golf and a lot of other sports out there as well.
Yeah, so this isn't, you know, what I would call the inner part of the park where, you know, parks are for everyone. And, you know, everyone goes to the parks for different reasons. But everyone goes there with one purpose in mind, and that's recreation. And this is a chance to make some recreation in an area that no one was making use of before. And, you know, right alongside, you know, a roadway and some pieces where, you know, you wouldn't have your kids playing, but likewise, we have a great chance to create some indoor recreational activity in the form of some ice skating.
And the renderings look absolutely amazing. I mean, I see the indoor-outdoor capabilities, and obviously you'll have to have some room for parking, landscaping, that kind of thing.
Right. One of the things about the site that we've done is we're adding 5 acres of wet area or water habitat that'll actually be great for bringing in waterfowl and fish and other wildlife. It's something that's not on that piece of ground today, all to mitigate the parking that'll be there. You know, we've designed this with a very, you know, environmentally responsive bent. All right. All of us live in this community. I grew up in this community. I'm not going to do something here that's going to detract from the great things that make St. Louis what it is and what its parks are. So what we've done is tried to make as small a footprint as possible and then handle all of our water on the site so that we aren't doing anything to add to potential flooding or to dirty up the water in the area.
Patrick Quinn is the chairman of the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation, the St. Louis Ice Center, Maryland Heights, Creve Coeur Lake Park. How much will it cost and who pays for it?
Great question. So the entire project's going to run just north of $60 million. This project is being funded through private donations and contributions from folks that will be occupying and be tenants in the facility, along with members of our community that have helped us in our fundraise to do all of the equity. St. Louis County is helping us with some IDA bonds, but we are responsible for paying all of those bonds through the operation of this facility. So at the end of the day, there are no tax dollars from the St. Louis County residents that are being used to fund this project. It's a perfect example of public-private partnerships that we think are the model for doing things like this in the future. You know, we need our tax dollars to go towards education, towards fighting crime, to help develop our community, but we need these types of things. So bring private dollars as equity, bring private operators in, but utilize some of the mechanisms through the public borrowing systems to get us lower rates and a chance to borrow money for a project like this without putting any burden, you know, on the people in the community, so that at the end of the day, they get a great recreational facility, their tax dollars are not tapped for that, and all of us in the community have a place to go, you know, skate and enjoy a great sport.
And do you have projections of what this would benefit the economy?
Yes, for the economy, we're looking at about a $20 million a year annual impact to the economy from this facility. You know, you're looking at over 16,000 hotel nights per year at a time of year when there aren't people coming here to vacation. And it's one of the things that I've tried to point out to folks is that, you know, the park for us is going to be utilized at a time of year when most people are not out on the lake, they're not out running, you know, ice hockey, ice skating, figure skating, synchronized skating. These are typically more winter activities, and the height of their intensity is during that time of year when there aren't a lot of, you know, activities outside. So we're going to have 16,000 hotel nights a year when there isn't anybody vacationing here. So it's going to be great for the economy from that perspective. And, you know, we'll be bringing tournaments here. Part of the design of this facility of having four sheets in one building is to be the Midwestern center for major ice skating events, both hockey, figure skating, synchronized skating, speed skating. By having this all under one roof, St. Louis will yet again show its strength as a sports community and show why we are the best sports town in America.
How about studies on traffic flow and that kind of thing? It seems like, just thinking about the infrastructure there, 141 Page Extension, 270 and 70 are nearby. The expressway, there's a lot of flow there.
Yes, there is a tremendous amount of flow, and it's part of why we picked this location, Tom, is the fact that it's most centrally located for our entire region. You know, yes, it is on the western edge of St. Louis County, but we are looking at this as a regional type project. So we are best situated to serve the entire community here with many of the highways that you mentioned. Studies have been conducted by a local organization called CVB, the Missouri Department of Transportation, St. Louis County Roads, Maryland Heights Street Department have all commented and approved a road plan. And oddly enough, we're talking about a very minor expansion of Marine Avenue to a third lane. And that's it, because there's enough other capacity out there along the area today to be able to handle what we're going to bring in. And again, it's opposite to a lot of what goes on the soccer fields and in the park. So it's going to fit in very nicely with what's been set up for our traffic flow in this community.
Just a few more things left for Patrick Quinn, who's the chairman of the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation, the proposed St. Louis Ice Center in St. Louis County. How closely are you working with the St. Louis Blues on this, who have been really big on the heartland of hockey, Chris Zimmerman and his group?
Yeah, so my hat's off to Chris Zimmerman and the entire St. Louis Blues organization, Tom Stillman, the entire ownership group, and the folks that are working over there on Clark Avenue have been just phenomenal with this project. The Blues will make this their practice home, but one of the things I try to point out to people is they're going to be less than 3% of our ice time utilized at this facility, yet they're going to be contributing a number much higher than anyone else as far as a donation to this project, because they see the importance of this for our children and the adults in the community to have this recreational opportunity.
You know, Vladimir Tarasenko actually lives in Creve Coeur. He's not too far away.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a number of the players are going to find that this is a more central location for the entire team, you know, because you do have younger guys that are coming to town that will pick some areas like the Central West End or Clayton to call home, and others that, you know, have their families and will call other parts of St. Louis County their home. So, you know, this will be a great location for them to be able to get to. And, you know, the Blues will be in using the rink when everybody else is at work and at school. And that's what I've tried to explain to some of the folks that aren't really capturing the power of this, is that, you know, you have a team that's spending money in the facility when otherwise we would be generating no revenue because everybody's at school and work.
Okay, so one more thing, communication. Now, you know as well as anybody that when there is a big project, naturally people have questions and want to have those questions answered, and you've made yourself available to that. If people want to know more, learn more, How do they do that?
So one of the best ways to do that is to go out to legacyice.org, is our website for the project itself. And also, if folks want to have an opportunity to see our entire environmental assessment and everything about the project, they can go to the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership website, which is stlpartnership.com. And they have the opportunity to be able to review all of the data around this project and lend comment to what they feel about this. You know, we want to hear from everyone because this is a community project. I was, you know, raised here, and Men for Others was the motto of my high school, and it's what's driven me to volunteer my time to help bring this to our community, because we need to have this, and it's something for all of us to have. So we'd like everybody to have the chance to see the entire story and comment on what they think about this project.
Kirkwood Park, ice rink. Queenie Park, ice rink. Forest Park, second largest city park in America to Golden Gate Park, ice rink. And now Patrick Quinn in his group trying to put an ice rink in Creve Coeur Lake Park. I wish you the best, and I thank you very much for the information and for joining us. And again, one more time, how can people reach out to you?
So legacyice.org or stlpartnership.com.
Thanks for the time.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much and have a great day.
That's the chairman of the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation, Patrick Quinn. I'm Tom Ackerman. We'll be back in a moment on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.